The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mike Locksley. The Terrapins are 0-7 in conference play and 2-9 overall. Maryland visits Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, our program is excited about an opportunity to go up to Rutgers. You know, it's our last opportunity as a team during the 2015 season. You know, we're a little disappointed. We were unable to send our seniors out with the victory last week at home, but we have another opportunity here to go to Rutgers and send our seniors out the right way and finish out the 2015 season the right way. And I know our guys are excited. We're expecting a great competition from Rutgers. We know they still have an opportunity to possibly go to a bowl. We also realize that this will be their seniors' last home game, and we expect a great game, and we're looking forward to that.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Brandon Ross turned in quite the performance there on Saturday. Can you talk a little bit about what he's done, not just this past week, but also in his time in a Maryland uniform?
Yeah, you know, Brandon's been one of those guys that has been really consistent for us. You know, he's had battled through some things during the course of his career, but really proud of the way he's hung in there, especially as a senior leader. Last week, he gave us a valiant effort in how he performed, and you know, I'm very proud of the way he's represented Maryland through the course of his five seasons here, and I think he has a bright future.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about what you've seen on film from Rutgers and kind of what you're expecting when your teams meet on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, on offense, you know, the thing that makes them go is their run game. They've got two really solid running backs that both are downhill power runners. They support that with the type of schemes on offense where they're a power counter team, run a little bit of zone. They've got two big play receivers and Carew, and then number one for them who, you know, kind of is their guy that they like to work the underneath zones with. You know, they've got a redshirt sophomore quarterback that seems to be improving with each game. And, you know, the defensive side of the ball, you know, they're a pressure defense. They like to bring the zone pressures. And, you know, though their statistics don't show, they are a very opportunistic. They do a great job of gang tackling. They do a great job of gap discipline.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.